What's up, Bottom Nation? Oh, we got a fun one for the intellectuals today. Are you a smart little bottom? Are you a smarty, smarty little bottom? This is a great episode for you. Well, there's some gross stuff in there, as always. Ruby Setnick, incredible comedian, has opened for me a couple times. She's about to put out a special. She's filming that in Sacramento if you want to get tickets. She is so, so great. Go check her out. She talks about having sex with her non-binary partner and having an allergic reaction to their spunk, which is always a fun tale to be told. AshleyGavin.com to sign up for my text alerts. I'll be in your city soon, Europe. And then, of course, Patreon.com/WHGS to donate to this podcast, which really, really helps. If you've been listening for a while, maybe just spend a couple months on the Patreon. If you've got $3, you know, spend 3 months on the Patreon. It really, actually, really helps. And I know it feels like annoying, but that's how we keep this going. We would not be profitable. We'd be losing money on ads alone. So please go and donate, and we would super appreciate it. All right. I hope you guys enjoy this one. I certainly did.
One time someone accidentally came on my face, and when I say it on stage, I say it was a man who did that, because then I can say, because I had an allergic reaction, which is true. And then on stage, I say it's because I'm a feminist. But in real life, it was a trans person, and they came on my face and I had an allergic reaction, I guess because I'm like a cuck or something, because I didn't go to a doctor because I knew they'd have questions like what happened. And really?
We're in the apartment. We're having gay sex. Maddie is back from a long
baby.
Absence. How many episodes did you miss? I don't even know.
Oh my God. It's been like a month or more.
Tell me everything that's happened to you.
I was on the road for like
every detail.
2 weeks straight, living out of a suitcase.
How is that?
It was really fun. It was good. I fucking love the road. I think the hour is going to be when it's eventually taped. Like, I'm very excited about it, which is not going to be for a while. But the road has been really fun. I fucking had a good Christmas. We had comics over to the apartment. We threw a little Christmas party. The rabbits made an appearance. I brought them out. They entertained guests.
Oh, at the Christmas party.
Yeah. They were a little freaked out, but it was fun.
That's amazing.
It was a good time.
Where on the road were you?
I was in Raleigh, Chicago, Columbus, Ohio, and Las Vegas for a week.
Were you at the Columbus Funny Bone?
No, I was doing Don't Tell.
Oh, okay, cool.
Columbus is actually really cute. They have like cobblestone streets. I went to a bookstore that has over 500,000 books. I know you wanted me to say that I like fucked someone on the road, but
no.
I went to a bookstore
that
has
Maddie,
over 500,000 books.
Didn't fuck anyone on the road.
Sorry, I like to be in love first.
I figured maybe some girls came up to you after shows, though.
You know, has that happened?
You are useless.
Kat Dennings followed me on Instagram.
Who's Kat Dennings?
Who's Kat Dennings?
Who's Kat Dennings?
She was in Two Broke Girls. She's an actress.
Oh, which one is she?
The most gorgeous woman on the planet. That's who she is. She's married, and I don't even think she's
You know gay. Who followed me on Instagram? Who? Maybe this will be my story. Victoria Pedretti. She played the love interest in the second season of You. She's gorgeous.
I feel like I recognize the name.
She's gorgeous.
Damn.
Yeah.
Bill Crosby liked my cum joke.
and then he died.
Oh my God.
The next
that again?
Day.
I was about to be like, who is Bill Crosby?
Of Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
These are all things that I Damn. Should know, I think. And I'm not good at pop culture. That's the thing. I don't know anybody.
I don't know. That's not really relevant.
I guess that's true.
Okay.
It was pop culture like 40 years ago.
Yeah. My explore page recently. Wait, what does your Instagram explore pages look like? This is a great get to know you question.
Okay. So
and also, I don't know what yours look like.
The most embarrassing moment of my entire life yesterday when Jen saw my explore page. Yeah. So for Jen's birthday, I took her to that bathhouse in Williamsburg. It's like a spa.
Oh, like the Turkish bathhouse?
I don't think it's Turkish. I think it's like new.
It's not Turkish, it's new.
But Turkish bathhouse.
Hey, how old are you? Are you Turkish or are you new? Well, you're just like a Turkish soul. Okay.
But doesn't Turkish feel old?
No, she's
you?
Like a sultan. Sorry. I don't even know that's Turkish.
No, I mean riff on, my
friend. But Turkey's still around. Turkey's still around.
Yeah, no. And now it's called Turkey. Istanbul. Did you know that? Yeah, Istanbul. but did you know that they changed their name, Turkey?
Like, is that like how it's supposed to be pronounced? We've been pronouncing it wrong.
Probably. But Turkish feels old vibe to me. This is like very new.
Someone corrects a white person, they changed it. We're like, it's a different name now. And they're like, actually, they it's been this it. For like 1,000 years.
They corrected it. but we went to the spa. It was so fun. We got massages for her birthday.
Oh.
It was really, really fun. Why am I talking about this at all?
Because of your Explore page.
The Explore page.
Oh, yes.
We're sitting on the train. I open up my Instagram. My Explore page comes up. It's not good. So I have a thing where I like, okay. Oh, God. I like watching people cut meat and prepare food.
Oh, my God. God, you are a podcaster. It's Joe Rogan cutting elk. Oh my God. It's Joe Rogan and Jordan Peterson's all beef diet.
There's something really satisfying. Like thing. I can't eat this stuff. And I do sometimes miss it.
Oh, right. You're a vegetarian. So wait, that's even weirder.
I know. I'm coming out as meat. Instagram. I'm coming.
You're a meat observer. You're a meat cuck.
I'm a meat cuck. That's exactly what I am. Crazy. I never eat it. I just watch other people prepare it and I come immediately.
Wait, it's crazy that most people are like, yeah, I like the taste of meat, but I just don't like they're doing it to an animal. And you're like, I'm not going to eat it. I will only watch you kill it and cut it up.
Yeah. The raw meat.
Oh my God. Well, because of this, the other thing that naturally comes up in my Explore page because I watch meat is like bodybuilders, like fitness guys.
That's so the meat to man pipeline.
I'm on the meat. Yeah, the meat to straight. So the meat to man pipeline. A horrible pipeline to be on. But
wait, male bodybuilders?
Yes. So men, or sometimes women. But mostly men. So Jen, stop mocking me. If you're gonna laugh into the mic. You have a beautiful laugh.
Thank you.
And it's good for the pod. But Jen made fun of me because she was like, what is this? And then of course, if you see a bodybuilder, you're gonna click on it. And so I'm in a vicious cycle. I don't even scroll that much.
No, that's
that
not
much.
Of course. Wait, oh my God. Back up.
You have the straightest. My Instagram Explore page is gayer than yours.
Yeah, probably.
That's like a straight man.
I'm a straight man.
You're getting like UFC.
Yeah, it'll be there soon.
Oh my God.
All because of meat. I like when they cut like the Wagyu.
Here, I'm picturing you as a cat when they put like the Wagyu on a glass table and the cat like licks it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. It's like in a spiral.
Yeah, that's exactly what I am.
Oh my God.
That makes sense. My partner says that lesbians are the straight men of the LGBTQ community.
That's a really mean thing to say. And your partner's, what are your partner's pronouns?
They.
Of course. Oh man, I have a bunch of jokes I want to tell, but I'll absolutely get canceled again if I do. But I feel
no,
like.
Come on.
No, tell them. I just feel so alone as a lesbian now. It just seems like everyone's
canceled. Wow, that was crazy.
No, for real though. It just
guys, this is gonna blow your mind. But I yearn.
I yearn for acceptance and community. Yeah.
No, sometimes I feel small.
It just feels like what?
Sometimes I feel small.
In the queer community, yeah. At least within comedy in New York City, I think there are more non-binary comics than there are like. Lesbians.
That's so funny.
Don't. Am I wrong?
Because the numbers of that.
No, the numbers. That's not that they did a Gallup poll. There are more. The Gallup poll said there, in Gen Z, there's more non-binary people than there are lesbians.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Damn.
Maybe that's a good thing.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Go on. Explain about how the desecration of my species.
Well, maybe it's not a desecration, but like a level up, like a Pokemon next level kind of thing.
That's what I think people think it is. And that's what hurts my feelings about it. Well, because it's not a choice.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, that it's not like a cooler.
Like for the
whatever.
First time,
yeah.
I'm not queer enough. It does feel that way a little bit. Like not when I go to like Columbus. When I go to Columbus, I'm gay enough for everybody. But in New York, I do feel like, and it's not even about like being gay. It's more about like how you present yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I even feel that if I go to like Bushwick, I'm like, oh, I thought I was
now,
like
Ruby is doing great.
It's because I got a bad haircut.
I like your haircut.
I'm not interested in my haircut.
She walked in and goes, oh, but we're in the apartment. We're having gay sex with Ruby Setnick, great comedian. Yeah. You've done my Sunday school a bunch of times. Yes. And I think you're very funny.
Thank you.
I really didn't think you were gay.
Really?
Yeah, because
you'd be the first.
I thought you were gay, but then I'd hear your joke about how you're not gay.
So I have.
And then I miss the ending.
Yeah. Well, the ending doesn't, I don't always have time for the ending. Cause what happened is, which is funny. Well, but what happened is for the majority of my short stand-up career, I have thought I was not gay and then realized that I was. So I have all of these jokes about seeming gay, but not being gay. And the
preach.
Do you have jokes like that? Oh yeah, I literally had a joke. Well, I'll let you finish, but then I have a story to tell about when you and I met.
Well,
but
it's not really a story or anything, but it was just like at a certain point, I was like, okay, this is disingenuous. By the like a month into, I had figured it out, but I was still. It was like my act, you know what I mean? So I was like, I have to do this somehow where it's the truth.
A lot of comedians would get rid of those jokes.
Instead, I tell all the jokes because I think they're funny and they're fun to tell. And then afterwards I say, well, sorry, I just lied to you on purpose because I am gay. And then they clap, which I think is so funny because they're just relieved.
Do they do that in straight audiences too?
Everybody claps.
Everyone is so glad that you figured it out.
And then I'm like, oh, that you're relieved. You're relieved you're no longer being
gaslit.
You
can actually feel the tension. Yeah. I'm not even joking. You can feel the tension in the room when Ruby's performing. And I'm just glad to know that straight people are doing it too and not just gay people. Lily you can clutch. Feel the room being like, oh no. Oh, she really.
She thinks
she
that.
Really thinks that.
I have a similar like course with the like, oh, I look gay. And then I was like, oh, that's because
I
God was trying to tell me something from the inside.
Yeah.
But there's like I when we first met, we didn't even like meet off of it. Like we didn't establish a relationship off of this, but like years ago I was like visiting New York and we were on a show together and I did a joke about like, you know, I'm straight, but I said like I look like I eat pussy at truck stops. And you went on after me and you go, I actually eat pussy at truck stops. And I was like, God damn it, I'm a fucking bad person. I like freaked out that I was like,
what?
No, because I was like worried that like, I was like, oh, does it sound bad that I'm like, I look at, but then it was like, but now I just do that joke and I'm like, I should have known I was bi. I look like I eat pussy at truck stops.
Yeah.
I remember one time when I was like first starting out, I was like 16 or 17 at this point, and I had some joke about, I don't even remember what the joke was. God, my voice waves are huge.
Are you
I'm so
able
sorry.
To see what minute we're at? The answer is no.
I don't even
no.
know where to look.
A top.
Oh, 14, like 15 minutes.
Okay, cool. While you're up, am I in frame?
Yeah.
Great.
But I was like 16 or 17. I had some joke about how I looked, whatever, gay or something. And then one time, and I always dress pretty like masculine on stage. And then one time I was like, I came into the open mic wearing a dress. And to my friend, I was like, do you think this joke will still work? And he goes, don't worry about it. It's in your face.
Okay. This is a great conversation. Do you believe in gay face?
Oh, I've heard about this. It seems like dangerously close to like,
Jew face.
Yeah, like race science or something, so I'm skeptical.
Okay, but put away race science for okay. a second.
Don't, you can never put it away, actually.
I don't think that it's like the way the face is shaped. I think it's the energy of how they hold their face.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
That makes sense.
Because like I've definitely, okay, this is going to sound crazy. When I was in my previous relationship, which was not so healthy. She did give me some tips on how to look a little better, which in retrospect, perhaps controlling and demeaning, but ultimately very helpful.
Mm. Bullying does that sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can be shamed into being better.
Yeah, that did work for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sort of the same feeling I get from being meat cucked. but, you know, she was like, I hold my face differently now. And I look better.
How'd
you
hold it before?
I don't really know how to describe it.
Can you do it?
What did she tell you?
I don't know. I think I was just more droopy. Now I really make sure that my eyes are open.
That is controlling and weird to be. You hold your face back.
Listen, that doesn't sound like gay face. That sounds like masking.
No. It might.
Masking with a K, not a C. It's not gay stuff. It's autism. But no, I'm sorry.
She taught me. She's an autism coach. She helps people mask better. No.
But also that makes me sad. You should feel how you feel comfortable.
No, I think I look hotter now. Okay. Like objectively, I think. I look hotter. Yeah. And so I feel a little better.
You do. You have great eyes.
Thank you. I appreciate
Be
that.
Be ashamed to droop them.
Anyway, that being said, I like hold myself a little different. Why am I saying this? You guys have to help me. I'm off coffee. Gay face. I think it's like an energy that people bring to their face.
Well,
this is why I know that George Santos is gay.
I didn't realize he was openly gay.
Wait, he's gay?
Yeah. No, because I also saw the Z-Wave interview and I was like, wow, I can't believe we're not talking about how this man is clearly gay. And then I Googled it and it was like George Santos first like openly gay Republican set. And I was like, oh.
What?
Yeah, I think he's like openly gay.
You nailed it.
He's gay?
Yeah. Let's have him on the podcast. There is something about catering to maybe a straight male gaze that makes you carry yourself differently. And I'm sure at least for women, if you're not catering to that, you probably do carry yourself differently because it's not a natural disposition. It's like a very contrived thing.
Yes.
It's very constructed. It's very constructed and performative. And when you drop the performance, people read that as deviant, but actually it's more natural.
That's a great
But I actually do
Thank
kind of believe that.
Thank you for doing your fucking job today. I appreciate that. That's some real hall monitor shit, what you just said.
You know, we keep saying hall monitor. I think it's interesting. The homework is fun if you would just get into it and watch the supplementary YouTube videos that the teacher gives us.
You're right. I think I'm the teacher. I have to give a disclaimer about my energy level today. But anyway, I'm Ashley Yavin, cis gay white woman, she, her pronouns. Thanks for being here. Thanks for sticking around and enjoying the pod. AshleyYavin.com to sign up for my text alerts and patreon.com/WHGS. That's how we pay Maddie. And the entire staff.
That, operation.
That's what I call my dildo, my entire staff.
Staff like this, like a walking stick.
Yeah, it's very,
it's a stick.
You're nodding like you've seen it in there.
I've seen it. I saw it.
Haven't seen it, only felt
I've
it.
Seen it.
I close my eyes and go, no. Yeah. That was me doing you. Feeling, but not. Sorry, was that horrible? And then as always, the hall monitor to keep me from getting canceled. Very bad at their job. Yeah. Maddie Wiener!
Soft quitting.
That's so funny, man. Soft quitting by just letting me get canceled. You're like, no, keep talking about the race science stuff. Really lean into that.
I'm Maddie Wiener, she, they pronouns. I'm bi. I'm, I guess, a woman, but there's, you know, I'm gender fluid. I'm tired of thinking about it, but there's asterisks. I am on the road. I don't know specifically coming up, but follow me on Instagram at Maddie2Wiener. I've got stand-up clips out there. I also have a podcast with my buddy called Phone Is in the Bag. I'm writing essays. It's all in my Instagram bio, but check it out. And I have a mailing list.
It's really helpful because these ads, I know you hear ads on this podcast. They're not, first of all, it comes in waves. And second of all, they're not that good. Okay. So supporting a creator directly by following their text alert or their email alert, going to their shows, paying for the Patreon, that is a far more effective way to give to the comedians and artists that you love.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anyway, Ruby Setnick.
So my name is Ruby Setnick. I use any pronouns except for the bad, weird ones, like he or him or any of those.
Oh, good. That's a good misdirection.
I'm a comedian. I chronically open for several people. I post about it on my Instagram. I don't tour. I'm too little, too young.
You're doing great.
I'm doing great. I'm doing so good. I'm recording. I'm recording a short special very soon in a few months via Don't Tell.
We should talk about that.
We will talk in Sacramento, which will be directed by Lance Bangs, who directed the Jackass movies, which is funny.
And holy shit!
It's a college. It's also a college. It's my college final, which is silly. And that is everything.
And I would like to still help if I can.
You can. Although you helped by just proposing that I should do it all on my own because I called Don't Tell and they were like, yeah, we could do 4 shows over a weekend in your hometown. And then I posted to my Instagram, how many of you live in Sacramento? And 200 people who follow me who want to see me live in Sacramento, because in New York it was only like 50.
Now,
I thought it'd be more.
Keep all those DMs.
I caught they all answered a poll, so I got them. Yeah.
Dude, that fucking rocks.
It's gonna be
awesome.
So you're
doing 4.
I'm doing 4 shows over a weekend. Like,
and Don't Tell's
just gonna
help you out?
And Don't Tell's just providing the audience and the location, but not really with the audience now, because I'll tell my people first. It'll be like half me, half Don't Tell audience.
You're gonna produce it with your own equipment.
No. Well, Lance is producing it. That's why it has to be near Lance, because he's bringing all of his fancy
equipment. That's amazing. Well, I'm glad you figured it all out. Listener, are you listening to our Patreon exclusive, You're Having Gay Sex? Well, here's a sneak peek of what you missed last week.
I tried going on a date with a dude after being in a gay relationship.
Let's fucking go! What if I was so excited?
Here is the dialogue that proceeded. Him, what's your tattoo? Me, oh, it's my dad's birthday. Him. Oh, look at that. It's coming up. Get him a gift? Me. Oh, he's dead. Who gets a tattoo of their alive dad's birthday?
There are 4 bonus episodes a month of this series, You're Having Gay Sex, on our Patreon at the $10 tier and then 2 at the $5 tier. Patreon.com/WHGS. Today I'm going to talk about why I'm a little bit sleepy and a little bit. Okay. So I, for years, 3 years ago, right before the pandemic, maybe 4 or 5 years ago now at this point, I went to the doctor a week before the pandemic started. I went to the doctor to start my egg freezing process. Mm. I'm on birth control right now for the first time in my life, because in order to get my cycle synced up with this 2-week window, which is going to start next week, I'm on birth control for the first time. And wow, this shit is horrible. It's horrible.
Oh, yeah.
I just have to keep reminding myself that, like, this is not who I normally am. Mm, yeah. And hopefully it'll go back to normal, and hopefully I'll experience some sort of joy and relief knowing that, you know, like, it's done and I can, like, focus on me for, because what you were saying, like, I still have that thought, but I do know I want the option, you know. If I don't have kids, I want to know that I did everything. I don't want it to be up to my biology. I want it to be up to my mind.
Do you know who your sperm donor would be?
You know, this is a really tough question. I used to want it to be Sam.
Oh,
who's Sam?
But then
Sam Morrison. He's a comic.
But then he went and got diabetes.
Does that make it non-viable, or is
he
that
has
just you
so
don't...
many? Okay, I don't know.
That's
if people
hilarious.
Know this.
It should be Lucas.
But in the, I thought Lucas. Lucas wants to give me his sperm so fucking bad.
Really, dude? It kind of would be great.
Do you think that the kid would reap financial benefits?
I'm writing it in.
No, I literally think the epigenetics of, like, having a, like, you know what I mean? Like, people get, like, look.
You want my kid to be funny. That's what you're saying?
I just think he's had the best of the best. There's no, like...
He's never been stressed in his life.
His family didn't live, like, downstream from a nuclear power plant.
No, you're so right. You know what I mean? Like, you're so right. It's rich people choosing each other. Right.
Would he care that I'm saying this? I hope this is coming across as love.
No, he would think this
was so funny. I think Lucas should be your sperm donor.
He would say, if I dared go with a poor white, you know.
I think Lucas should be your sperm donor. I think that'd be, one, funny.
Listener, write in.
Good.
Nominate a sperm donor for me. Okay?
Of... You have to name the ballot. What's on the ballot?
Oh, we're doing a vote now?
But Lucas has actually said to you that he wants to be your sperm donor?
Yeah.
Dude, you gotta use Lucas.
Okay, just take Lucas's sperm for yourself because it seems like you're really invested in Lucas's sperm.
It's just so funny that he was the first person I thought of for you and then you were like, he's approached me about it. And you guys are like besties. And he's like a fit, good looking dude.
Can I tell you the truth?
Tall.
What?
Jen... I don't. Jen doesn't want Lucas.
Oh my god!
Oh,
oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
Why does Jen want his sperm?
Oh my god! Bro! Oh my god! Why?
Jen?
Okay. Do you mind? No. Can you hop on the mic, sweetie?
Hi. I love Lucas. I don't remember saying that about... I'm very red right now. I can't get in camera. No, Lucas is lovely. We can discuss this at a later date, honey.
Okay, I love you so much.
Lucas is lovely. He's in the running. Sam, also lovely, also in the running.
What about Jamie?
Jamie's also a great option.
Do you see her face? Did you see her face?
Mm-hmm.
Look me in the eyes and tell me you want Lucas as our sperm donor. That full sentence. Bye, honey. Love you. I think she...
That rocks. That's so funny. Jen, that's awesome. I was like, yeah, hi. Good to see you. That's so funny.
So, yeah. Wait, this is a great bit. Who else is in the community that we could get as sperm?
You could have John.
No.
What's the matter with John?
So this is where it gets weird because it's like I'm not picking a mate, but it does feel that way.
It's almost worse because you're like, I don't even need to have a good time with you. I just need to think that you're objectively like a person worth recreating.
I wrote a bit about this. That's so personal. Like, I'm taking love out of it. Nothing will cloud my vision.
That's so funny.
I'm getting objectively the best stuff that I can get.
Who's the?
And that's why I don't want to go to a bank.
No, like, don't go to a bank. There's so much weird stuff at the bank, like the doctor's. There's doctor's sperm in there.
So like, I feel like by going to a bank, first of all, you've got people who are, you know, tough times. They're selling their sperm. I don't want that. I want a fucking, you know, someone established, good established sperm with a good bank account.
Mm-hmm. You want Lucas. But we don't get to know why Jen doesn't want Lucas.
So he's just not her type.
Jen, is this okay to be talking about? This is so interesting because I forgot that you're bi, right?
I am bi. Yeah.
Okay, that adds a whole dimension into the choosing a man element of it.
Yeah.
I don't think I would like bring that into consideration. I won't speak on whether or not
then
Lucas
why not,
is my
honey?
Type.
Why not? if that's not it, then what is it?
Okay, think about
doing something about his hairline.
Think about two comedians having a child. That's like so scary. That's like, like love you so much, love Lucas so much, but like both of you guys are so similar. Like I think you need like a balance to that equation. That would just would be, do you, I mean.
Wait, that's actually a good point.
We are basically the same person.
You're like bros.
We're really similar.
I mean, the kid wouldn't be the same. The sauce isn't the same as the chicken, you know.
How many chicken references? Do you want to sit, honey?
No, I'm so like, I need to shower. But love you all.
Okay.
Okay, so who would be a good... Well,
yeah, who else is in the community?
Well, it sounds like not a comedian.
Who's... Well...
I don't know anyone we like can... that.
Who's I don't know anyone
like anyone who's not a comedian.
Well, Sam... I don't know anyone like that. Sam was my choice, but he's got too many genetic problems, which is something that can happen in the Jewish community. I don't know if you...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, he's got a lot
of... Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
Oh, same.
He's got a lot of, like, autoimmune stuff in his family. And because I am a quarter Ashkenazi, which is what he is...
I'm Ashkenazi, too.
I don't want to necessarily... introduce that.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well then, I mean, talk about not wanting to do race science, but yeah, there is a problem.
There is exactly a problem when
they're like, I want you to marry a nice Jewish boy. And it's like, there's 200 of us.
Yeah.
We're inbred. We gotta, yeah. I don't know. All the nice Jewish boys are my cousins.
You gotta
there's
write
a
that
reason
down.
We all have dairy allergies. Like, we gotta chill, dude.
I don't know.
Can't even look
maybe
at milk.
It should be Lucas. He's smart. He's tall. Jen's not into blondes.
I don't. The three boys I know.
I know they're all blonde.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's not Jamie, Sam, or Lucas, I really don't know who I would go with.
Wait.
Matt,
Reif?
Can I tell you?
Do it like colleges. Have a reach, have a safety.
Yeah, my reach is Matt Reif.
My mom called me. I was like, do you know this person? Their last name is like Rafe or something. She's just
your
talking
mom,
to me.
Your
was
mom
like,
called
she
you.
She doesn't even know who the president is. She was got to her.
Your mom doesn't know who the president
no,
is?
No, she does. She's just not in it with like the current cultural stuff. You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah, when it reaches parents, you're like, oh my God.
Oh my God, it got back to me through her.
I guess that's true. All right, well, I'll keep thinking on it. Maybe Dylan Adler. What about Dylan Adler?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Be an interesting
choice.
I love
Dylan.
Jen!
I think she went to take a shower.
Oh.
I do think also what you could do.
You're
if
a better
you're getting...
listener to my girlfriend than I am. She did say
I'll
that.
Be the sperm donor. is if find someone who needs like a good PR moment. Find someone who has recently slighted the gay community and it would look really good to be a sperm donor.
I'm my own sperm donor.
But like, who would... Dave Chappelle!
Ooh. Now that's it. I don't know if that's a slight.
if he would produce
my
special.
Oh my God, if Dave Chappelle was your sperm donor, I'd fucking kill myself out of happiness. That's so funny. That's so funny.
I would do it. I
That's
would do
so
it.
Funny.
I mean, like his early stuff.
Your kid would be a brilliant comic favorite. For like 20 years.
And then half a brilliant comic.
Dude, Dave, that's so
He'd get
funny.
Canceled. He would. He'd get canceled twice, my kid. My kid gets canceled twice by the same community.
That's so
what
funny.
What about JR?
Are you going through a list of your contacts?
Mutuals.
You're going through your Instagram mutuals.
JR would be an interesting choice.
So JR funny. Is good parents, wealthy,
yes.
different gene pool.
Yep,
smart,
totally different
funny,
gene pool.
But not like straight up, you know what I mean?
He's a nice guy.
Very nice, personable.
Are you guys
attractive.
Close?
I'm friends with JR. We talked the other day. He called me up, actually.
This will be an interesting ongoing project. I'm going to... Think of friends of ours that I'm going to try to like surprise you for your birthday.
Listener, listener, think about all the podcast guests we've had. Milo Alosi.
I don't think I know Milo.
He's a Broadway singer.
Whoa.
Yeah. He's really, really successful on Broadway.
Do you think he'd be down?
He's handsome. Oh, he's Italian.
Do you think he'd be down?
I don't know. Okay.
This is fun. Keep us posted.
I will keep you posted. Ruby, did you have gay sex this week?
Yeah. Can I tell one from not this week?
Of course. You can tell whatever you want.
So, well, I'm nervous. Is there a way we could slide into it from somewhere else?
Why don't you talk about your haircut a little bit? Because the first thing I said, oh my God, new haircut. And you went, yeah, I don't like it.
Well, this is a pattern for me in my life, which is I grow my hair out into something that looks really good. And I love it. And I feel powerful. And I'm like, I bet it could be better. And then I go, and that's the mistake, because then I go into a place where I don't know. How do you choose a place? How are you supposed to know a guy? You're supposed
my
to already have lived
fixed
in a place.
My face also fixed my hair. So I have a good place.
So I just went don't to, know how you get
my friend
place.
Of mine has the best hair of all time. And I was like, who cuts your hair? And that's the only person who will cut my hair for the rest of my life. Oh. Because I found someone in Bushwick who I can give you their name if you want.
Give me
I mean, I love your haircut. But if you are looking for a person, Cuts by Maddie on Instagram.
Your
shout
haircut
out.
Though is like mullet. Like if you yes. looked mullet up in a dictionary.
I understand. And here's the worst part. I went in and I said, can I have a mullet? And
they gave me exactly what I asked for. They gave you what you wanted.
And I hate it. Well, actually, I said, I don't want a mullet. I want a shag. And she was like, okay. And then now it's this. So I thought that a shag.
Yeah, it's a little more mullet than shag.
It's more mullet than shag. I thought a shag was.
I guess I don't know what a shag is.
You got to be specific in Brooklyn. You got to be like, I really mean want. Shag otherwise, in this particular way. They're pushing for mullet really hard. No, because I.
You, okay, can I ask something?
Yeah.
What's with the bangs? What's going on with the really short bangs?
Oh,
no,
you micro
the
turf
really
bang.
Really short bangs.
Yeah, you don't like that?
No.
I like it.
I think they're kind of cool sometimes. Like girl with the dragon tattoo bangs.
Why don't you like it?
I don't know. I just don't like it. Am I getting too old to run this podcast?
You're just a little normcore.
I am, but I've always been that way.
But that's okay.
But it's not that you're, I apologize for my Pokemon comment a while ago, because I want to retract that statement and say that it's not anything like that. It's like your gay classic. You know what I mean?
Thank
it's
you like so classic. Much. Thank you.
It's
I
like
really
the
appreciate
suit and
that.
Tie of, yeah.
Yo, that's really nice.
It's fine.
And that feels. Okay.
Good. No, it's good.
That feels like more. I also think there's just so much millennial shaming going on that has gotten to me while I'm on my birth control. Like I posted a home improvement video the other day because I fixed my own dresser.
Uh-huh.
And someone wrote, this is so millennial. And I was like, people improving their home has been around for millennia. How is this millennial that I'm fixing a dresser. If anything, it's gay.
I think they mean the video.
That's maybe fine.
I think you got to live your life and take the heat.
Yeah.
Because millennial shaming is going to happen because it's a silly group that wears a lot of beige. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I just think it's interesting, and I don't mean to get dark instantly. I just think it's interesting that there's so much millennial shaming. What it feels quite early to me. I don't remember millennials shaming Gen X at this
time. I think
time.
It's the accelerationist thing of the world's ending and it's getting more chaotic and every generation, there's like micro generations now and blah, blah,
right.
blah. I do think also part of it is technology changes. Okay, now we're in my fucking wheelhouse, dude. Theory, let's talk theory.
Well, because before you go, I just want to say.
I have a theory.
That you guys are so much more mentally ill than any generation, killing yourself at such a rapid pace. I just think it's a little weird to shame any other generation than your own, because you're clearly the worst.
But I think the reason, I think the reason it happens, I remember I read this one time about like why people were like, oh, only 90s kids will remember. The reason that became such a phenomenon was because 90s kids were the first people who, by the time they reach adulthood, almost all the technology they grew up with is obsolete. And it's this whiplash of like, wait, like, let me like,
what about
I have this intense, like nostalgia for, for my childhood, because it was like gone in a way no other generation has experienced. And I think the gaps between generations are so cavernous and happen so rapidly that part of the millennial shaming is like just an awareness of that someone only 7 years older than me could be so different.
Yeah.
It's just pointing at that gap more so than
I should talk about that.
Shaming.
I actually went on a date with someone that was the most Gen Z person I'd really ever encountered in my life.
More than us?
Oh, you guys don't even.
Because you're solidly Gen. We're both solidly Gen Z, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But I mean, like, it was almost like we spoke two different languages.
It does freak me out when people talk in with real life vocabulary from TikToks. Do you have that with other people our age?
Oh, yeah.
Get a
I
fucking
like
personality.
That,
it really scares me. It really scares me. Yeah, I don't like it.
Me neither.
Anyway, this was my attempt to ease into your gay sex.
Well, I talk about it on stage, so maybe it don't count. But I,
It counts. Everything counts.
Well, here's the thing.
Even if you wanted to tell a story of straight sex, it counts.
Okay.
Literally anything you want, Ruby.
Well, one time someone accidentally came on my face
And when I say it on stage, I say it was a man who did that, because then I can say, because I had an allergic reaction, which is true. And then on stage, I say it's because I'm a feminist. But in real life, it was a trans person, and they came on my face, and I had an allergic reaction, I guess because I'm like a cuck or something. Because and I think it is important that it was not a man.
Can we talk? I'm going to have Jen back in the room. Can we talk about the allergic reaction to cum?
Sure.
Because
I didn't go to a doctor because I knew they'd have questions like what happened and really.
Well, you said it's important that it wasn't a man because.
It's important to me in the story that it wasn't a man, because I think if it was a man, it would have been like, yeah, it came on your face. And I'd be like, oh no. But in because it wasn't
a full anime character.
But because it wasn't a man, it was alarming and horrifying for both of us. You know what I mean? Because it was a mistake.
It was.
Yeah, it was an accident.
Sorry, I don't want to pry, and you don't have to answer any of these questions so we can cut this, but like, why was it a like this person?
Well, like I knew
this person's non-binary.
Uh-huh. And I knew they were going to come. So that wasn't a mistake. That was on purpose. But its trajectory.
You didn't get out of the way.
I didn't get out of the way. I thought it was going a different place.
I was like, the face, the eyes are a problem.
Yeah, it didn't get in my, it was just like my cheek, and I just like rinsed it off, okay? Because I'm classy.
But you had like a.
But then there was like a red streak, and I was like, what's that about?
Oh my gosh.
And it like broke out.
That's what happens to Jen. Jen has a semen allergy.
Crazy.
Jen.
Yeah, and I've been thinking about this. Like, you can't test, they don't test that in like when they do allergy scratchers with like peanut butter and rosemary or whatever.
They don't have a vial of cum. There's a guy that works at the allergists. He just has to cum all day long to have fresh cum. Now, Jenny, aren't you?
These are crazy. All semen-based questions for Jen today.
Jen, aren't you allergic to cum?
I am. I've learned it's their diet, actually.
There is a diet.
Isn't that based on what I told you?
I literally was going to ask if they were on any medication, because there was an episode of House MD where a girl has an allergic reaction because her boyfriend, shut up, it's a great show. Her boyfriend is taking penicillin and she has a penicillin allergy, and then the cum. Wow. Yeah. And that's real life. Did I tell you that?
Because that's what the doctor said to me. I went to the doctor about the egg freezing, and I was like, oh, my girlfriend, she has a nut allergy. So will she be able to conceive? And he was like, it's not real. It's like what based on their diet.
At first I was like, fuck this guy. And then I was seeing a vegan and everything was fine. And so I think it must have been like that.
Oh, that was a really
allergic to meat.
That was a really difficult way for
like
me to find that
in the
that
form
out.
Of cum.
That was really tough. Oh wow, I had to do that on camera, dude. That is that you okay? You just witnessed this. No, this is great for the audience. You guys just witnessed me learning that the guy that Jen was hooking up with in Los Angeles came on her or in.
No, just sometimes it'll get on your skin a little.
Thank you, honey. That's really nice. I love you so much. I'm really happy for you that you got to do that.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow. What? I'll be okay. Because like we talk about these things, but obviously we don't go into the graphic details.
Mm-hmm.
You know, until like that happens. Mm. And then it takes you a moment to be like, ah, oh.
That's really funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Wait, do you have any, again, stop me if this is too personal or anything, but do you have any food allergies? And is it a thing of like his diet is like, or their diet is like, it's just if they're eating a food that you're also allergic to, or is it something about...
No, it's like a one-time thing. I don't have a good frame of reference. I think that I've gotten cum like on my skin before, but never on my face. And my theory is just that my face is more sensitive. The skin there
is more sensitive.
But maybe they did have something to eat that disagreed.
Perhaps.
Possibly.
Yeah. Who knows?
So did they feel, mystery. Did they like when they came on your face accidentally.
It was a very apologetic moment, which I think is kind of hot. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was like, let's go again, you know.
There is something very funny about like that kind of vulnerability and also like your power.
Yes. Because I could have been like, you ruined the day.
No, that's not what I meant at all. I meant like you made an accident occur.
Yeah.
You're so hot.
Yes.
That you made an accident. Oh, sorry. Like I imagine
an oops.
Yeah. Like you made an oopsie
happen. I think if I was a dude, thank God made me a woman. Cause if I was a dude, I'd totally be into like women sitting on balloons and shit and being, you know what I mean? Like weird shit. Sexually.
Like the like, oh no.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm saying
what
that,
is
but
that?
I
don't know what it is.
Now that we're doing the act out.
Which women sit on balloons? I've never heard of it. I was just piecing together.
Women sit on balloons and cakes and they go, oh, oops. And that's like they a pop whole the porn balloon? Category. Yeah. They pop it or they fuck up the cake. Guys like that. I like it a little too.
I don't know this category.
I'm not really familiar
There's a category for anything you want.
I mean, I guess I've just never thought to
sitting on balloons and cakes, like sitting a on, birthday category. Like,
birthday I was about to say so kids' funny. Birthday category.
That's so funny. I never thought about that. Those are just the two I'm aware of. But I think it's just like you're ruining something that's supposed to be like fun.
Got it.
It's just ruining a good thing.
That's actually my interpretation.
So, but did you guys, you washed off and then you continued? Like, was it?
No, I mean, the party was over after I washed off, but it was like slowly starting to like become a problem. You know, it ended up just going away on its own. But.
Are you still having sex with this person?
Huh.
So, Has it been an issue since?
No.
Do you have any food allergies?
Not that I know of. No. I have some trouble with something, but I don't know what it is.
It'd be really funny if you went back to the doctor and you were like, I think I might be allergic to mussels. Why did you have some? Sort of.
Kind of.
Yeah, I kind of had some muscles recently.
This is okay. I
full some muscle got on my face.
I'm like working on this in the joke full disclosure, but I want it and it's not worked yet. But I think it's funny. You know how like people the first time they give their baby peanut butter, they're supposed to do it outside a hospital.
Oh.
So, but I don't know how to.
How is that joke not working? That's hilarious.
I don't know because I think I lead them to it too much. I was like, what if we did that with come with the baby? Like I haven't written it out.
Oh, with the baby.
Yeah.
That might be why.
Maybe it's because of come on a baby.
Yeah. Maybe it should probably.
That might not be landing with people.
It should probably be like you and your partner's first blowjob.
Yeah, I assume you meant like you should just like always fuck outside a hospital. Yeah.
Always fuck outside. Or like we should do the same thing with sluts or something like that.
I always thought you were like, now do you consider yourself pansexual or do you consider like, cause you've always said you're gay. So I just always thought you were like a
when
like
I
lesbian.
Say gay, I worry that people have that interpretation. And now I've been saying like I'm half gay on stage. So people, because I consider myself queer and like a queer, I guess. And like a,
yeah,
but yeah I guess it would be kind of pansexual, but it tends to like earlier in like, my adulthood. It
separate
tends-
from people's bodies. Do you have like a vibe or gender? Like, are you into androgyny? Are you into like more femme people?
It tends to be androgynous. But yeah. Honestly, I really have been in relationships with people of all shapes, sizes, genders,
yeah.
Creeds. Yeah. There doesn't seem
feels
to be.
Pan.
A,
yeah, it feels pan to me.
I guess it is kind of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a similar thing where like, I probably am pansexual, but the word just feels kind of annoying to me. So I just say queer.
Like can we, it's time to talk about it. This is a post.
It's like more power to you if that's your thing. But I hang out with comics and queer is all I can do.
Yeah. Yeah. Post cancellation Ashley moment here.
Sure.
Pansexual does not have a great rep. Let's talk about it.
What do you mean?
I did not feel I thought you guys were like, oh yeah.
No, I
but
just don't know.
I'm open to hearing you out.
It just sort of like it does like it does feel like pansexual is more about the vibe than it is the sexuality.
Yeah. That's really
so
funny.
So unless you have a septum ring.
That's really funny.
It's hard to claim pansexuality.
That's really funny. Yeah, I mean, I'm not like against it. Like it's a cool thing.
The bisexual women that I date, they're pansexual. They, like, a lot of them will have sex.
You know why? Okay, vulnerable moment on the pod. Vulnerable, slightly problematic moment on the pod. One of the reasons that I identify as bisexual instead of pansexual is because there's, like, a hot bisexual girl.
Yes.
And it still kind of caters to the male gaze, and then it feels hot instead of annoying. Yes. I'm sorry!
No, that's exactly
that's what it is, though.
Here's the thing, though. It's not the male gaze. It is kind of annoying. I think that's what...
Okay, coming from someone with UFC and meat cutting videos on their Explore page, you don't get to tell me what the fucking male gaze is, okay?
Obviously, that's, like, not true, but what I'm...
You had droopy eyes. You opened them wider so you could male gaze at women harder.
No, I guess what I'm trying to get at is it just feels more like vibe than sexuality. It does feel like bisexual is for a category of people that are, like, a little more mainstream, and pansexual is, like, for a category of people that, like, are a little more, like, cool and alternative. But the reality is they're all fucking each other, and it's the same sexuality at this point.
And it's like, who cares what you call it? Yeah.
Well, but that's my, and this might not be an especially new or unique point, but just that I do think there's an obsession. And I think that it probably relates to, like, our old biology, whatever, but we have, like, a tendency to want to categorize.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and totally. And I think that it kind of is counterintuitive to the agenda of the LGBTQ community.
There's no agenda.
We have an agenda.
There's no agenda.
Liberation is the agenda.
Agenda is not. But yeah, liberation. And I think that, like, when we get into these, because people are always like, what's your gender? What are your pronouns? Like, on my Instagram
this
stuff. What's your sexuality? I don't know. And I don't want to tell you because I don't want to tell anybody.
This is. Yes. And that's so fucking cool. That's so fucking cool. And sorry, not to cut you off, but I think our generation is moving more towards that. And I think...
No, I don't think that at all.
Well, in some ways, yes, in some ways, no, but I'm feeling the pendulum. Obviously, we're, like, very, very label, but I am feeling the pendulum shift a little bit, and then I'm knowing more and more people who are like, I don't really care what it because that almost to me, I don't know if you felt the same way. It felt like, to me personally, a barrier to embracing queerness for years and years because everyone felt so sure of their labels and wore their labels so loudly and proudly, which, like, fucking rocks and is cool. But I didn't want to do that. Like, I knew I was queer, but I knew it was a smaller part of my identity. And so it felt easier to just not acknowledge it than to acknowledge it and feel this pressure to put it at the forefront of my person.
Yes. Yeah. I think we're actually on the same page. It's just, it sort of feels like the way that you label your queerness right now is almost political.
1,000%.
Everything is political, I think. Yeah.
Well, I try. That is unappealing to me. Like, I just try to, like, I don't talk about politics really in my comedy. You know what I mean? Like, even though my political life is, like, active. Like, I'm a big news listener. I try to read up on this stuff. I try to be very politically active, but, like, it's not in this. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Can I share something that's potentially too conceptual?
Please, please.
And then we'll segue into Maddie's corner.
My partner, they did their they're very smart. They did they graduated what's it called when you're
summa cum laude? Valedictorian?
Yeah. And they
Number one.
Their thesis project was mapping the political. And the idea behind, I'm going to butcher it, but the idea behind it is that everything is political, but some things just haven't entered our political understanding of things. And it's meant to point out that, like, you know how, like, some things get politicized? And it seems really stupid, like the fucking M&M in the M&M commercial. You know what I mean? Like, that wasn't political until we gave it a platform and everyone got mad about it. So the idea is, like, pointing that out, but that they want to change the definition of political to be anytime two things interact with one another, because politicalness is as arbitrarily assigned as that. And that people get stupid when shit gets about things, when it gets politicized, they lose their nuance.
Yes,
they lose
yes,
their minds.
Totally.
And so that everything is actually political and you can't escape it no matter what you're talking about.
It sounds horrible.
No, but that's so interesting because it kind of, like, I know this isn't an original thought. Like, I've heard this from people smarter than me, but that, like, that to be apolitical is a political stance in and of itself.
Yes, because
it means that you have the financial and social and whatever freedom to not care, which is a political position. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, can't divorce. They
don't always have the financial position. I met many of those people on Carnival Cruise.
Carnival Cruise.
Very apolitical place.
Yeah. I just think it's interesting.
That's fascinating.
That's great. That's great.
I'm trying to figure out how I want to phrase this. I sometimes feel like, just in thinking about like politics and labels, it's like, maybe this might be my corner, is that like,
Maddie's sharing corner.
Yes.
Did you have gay sex this week?
No.
Great.
Yeah.
Are you fucking?
I smooched a man.
Good, good. I just want you to be happy.
Thank you. I am very happy.
Good.
I am very happy. Thank you.
No problem.
With the I love ya. With the politics and the labels of it, like sometimes it feels like I've only had to pick up labels as a response to politics and political systems.
That's how I feel.
And it's less of a commentary on my identity and more of a commentary on the thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's not like any new, like being like, it's not any new realization really about how I feel. I've been me. It's more a realization of what the categories have been constructed as and thinking that that's incorrect. So I am going to linguistically opt out of it, but it's not really because I'm deviating. It's because I like disagree.
Because something has been created to deviate from.
Yes.
So that just by existing, you're automatically defunct. Deviating.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have a joke about this in my act where I'm like, when people are like, oh, when you talk about being non-binary and people are like, it's not human nature. And I'm like, we don't live in nature anymore. I bet if I foraged for berries all day and had 20 kids, I'd be like, I feel like a woman. But I'm like, I'm in a subway watching like rats fuck on a tube. Like, I don't feel like a human being even. Like, that's the bit. But I do think there is like a truth to it of like, if what woman meant was only like, okay, I hope this doesn't sound turfy.
No.
But
people know what you're doing.
Please hope that, please hear this in good faith.
Oh my God, the internet knows.
If what woman meant was only like caveman definition, literally forget every fucking societal construct. There's no gender to it. You just mean like, I have the sex of whatever. Then I probably would feel like a woman because being a woman wouldn't dictate that much about you. But a woman, as we've come to know it, I don't identify with at all.
Yes.
But because I don't think that's even like a real thing.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And this is my gay friends point out that I should identify as non-binary because I talk like that about women. And I was like, is that all it is? Conceptually not being down with the whole societally enforced kind of signs and stuff like that? Because if that's all it is, then yeah, I'm
okay. We don't talk about this enough because you're talking about it at the risk of like offending people, but like, I do think there's like categories of it, not strict categories, but there are people who feel dysphoric.
Yes.
And then there are people who like, I don't think gender is a real thing, but
yeah,
that if you say that, then categorically, philosophically, you must also then believe that you are non-binary if you don't think gender is a real thing, right?
Well, and sorry.
But like, that is weird to me also because like, I don't feel weird as a woman, the way that I look, the way that my body feels, like I don't get any negative discomfort, negative feelings from that.
Mm-hmm.
So like, but I do think there is a category of people that are like, I use she, they, or they, just because like, I don't agree with all this gender stuff,
mm-hmm.
but they don't necessarily experience the dysphoria that some people feel.
Yeah. It's interesting, right?
Yeah.
I think, because the whole thing is like, well, gender doesn't matter. It's imposed. It's societally imposed. But then we do, because we live in this society where it is imposed, our step away from that has weirdly been like, into the gender thing, like what, like, yeah, like asking you how, like, I guess I don't like the laser focus on it.
Yeah, yeah, when you opt out of it, it almost gender comes more to the forefront of your life than if you just were like, I'm a cis woman.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, no, or I was actually trying to move the opposite way.
I don't want people to think about it.
Yeah. I've been writing a joke about this. Like, I'll get they them'd by Gen Z folks all the time. Mm. I don't like it. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like there is something's going on with gender that we don't really want to talk about because that does make me feel uncomfortable. And trans people have to fight for their you know, trans women and trans people have to fucking fight for their gender. So there's something, there is something real happening there.
And it's an interesting thing too with like the millennial Gen Z gap we were talking about is like, I have millennial friends who, I might've said this in the podcast before, that were like, I've had conversations with older friends who were like, we've had these conversations and we feel the same way about our genders and we call it different things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like for them, totally. They're like, yeah, it's just like a type of man I am or a type of woman I am. And for me, I'm like, well, now it becomes like an ontological question of what that is. And that is a point where I think it becomes helpful to have to be able to take your own labels with a grain of salt because it allows you the flexibility to relate with people who seem different on the surface, but are actually very similar to you on the inside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also,
I hope that didn't sound preachy, but it's like a beautiful thing when you realize that it's like, okay, we're calling it different things, but like, this is like a human experience.
Yeah. I just think like, it's just going back to what you were saying. It's very interesting to be called, I just doubt someone like Jen and some of the more femme people that I've talked to, they don't get they them as much from, you know, on the internet, like me and my, on my other podcast, Mac, people will they them Mac all the time, but no one's they theming our other co-host Elena, who's more femme. And it's like, okay, well then
we're doing similar things.
You're doing something. Mm. You're implying that like, this can't be the feminine. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And to me, that's like, this is the antithesis of everything that, yeah.
Well, but I think that's the problem, like that in order to like escape like the gender norms, we veer weirdly all the way around back into gender. Mm-hmm. So like you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's the issue when you try to solve the problem with the same mindset that created the problem a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, but I also think it's good that there are new places that people can go. And if they feel better, you know what I mean?
I think ultimately it's good. Like people are more dressing and presenting the way that they feel. And
but
as with anything, when it becomes sort of militant and like,
and commercialized, because that's why gender is so like tied to like the ability to sell you things. Like it's like easier, you know what I mean? Like creating gender is like, if you have a very rigid box, you're very easy to market to. And so when we make being non-binary as rigid of a box, it's like, you're also easier to market to. And you talk about like corporate pride and all that shit. It's like, it actually is like a weird act of defiance to be like, I don't know, maybe I'm they, them, fucking guess, bitch. Like I know there's like a privilege and safety it's coming from a privileged place to be like, it's fun to be ambiguous. It's like, okay, that's because I like am in an area where like nobody's going to like physically hurt me for that. Yeah. But with all of those caveats, that is fun. Yeah. And it is cool to kind of like fuck with people and be like, yeah, you don't know. I don't know. It's a fun little guessing game.
And it is interesting, Maddie, what you said about linguistics. Cause I've been thinking about this cause I've been trying.
I am going to stop this conversation soon, just by the way.
Okay.
Because we're at time. But,
oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, real quick, I've been meditating and thinking about this concept of like, because when you're meditating, you're noticing your thoughts. And I was like, my thoughts are in English. You know what I mean? And the whole thing with meditating is it's supposed to be like about sensations, feelings. And when you have thoughts, you're like, you notice it and then you let it go. But my thoughts are in a language, and that's what makes me identify them as thoughts. You know what I mean? They're narrating my experience, and that's what can fuck you up sometimes, which is why meditation is useful, because you're feeding yourself bad stories. But I'm like, there's a version of humanity like prior to language, you know what I mean? Were they more, I wonder if they were more enlightened because they couldn't have thoughts. as we understand them, it was all sensational feelings.
Okay, but as much as language, but I agree with you, as much as language gives you the tools to think about new things, it also like can imprison you in a sense.
Yes, yes, that's all I mean. Yeah, and it's interesting that the gender stuff comes down to linguistics, which is also socially constructed.
That's fucking fascinating. I'm sorry if I cut you off. I got really excited. No,
we can continue this conversation in like a Patreon, but we're like way over. So okay. I just want to make sure that thank you for being here.
Yes.
What do you want to plug? When are you taping your special?
Oh, I don't know the date yet or the location.
But it will be in Sacramento.
It will be in Sacramento. It will be a few months from now. I will.
So it'll be in the spring?
Yes. And you know what you should do? If you don't know of me, you should, unfortunately, you should go to my Instagram and you should follow me or don't follow me. But if you lived in Sacramento, you're interested maybe in seeing it, you could just message me and I'll message you when I know. You could do that.
Ruby's so fucking funny.
Ruby's very, throw a very follow anyway. Funny.
Thanks, guys.
Like the best.
And you want to do your plugs?
Yeah, I'm at Maddie T. Wiener on Instagram. I got a podcast, Phone Is in the Bag. That's really all. I'm just farting along.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Patreon.com/WHGS, AshleyGavin.com to get tickets. Please donate a dollar. It just is super helpful.
Yes.
It's just a dollar and it goes a really long way. And that is way more. You listening all year to the ads is that dollar for a few months that covers it and then more. It's just so much better. So thank you so much. Have a good week.
AshleyGavin.com to sign up for my text alerts. I'll be in your city soon, Europe. And then, of course, Patreon.com/WHGS to donate to this podcast. Bree, have you ever listened to one of these episodes? Have you ever like sat down and listened to one of these?
Like watched one of the episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know at the end I do a gay thought. Have you seen that?
Oh, no. I see your one up top. Ooh. That you do.
Don't listen the whole way.
Yeah, that's how people Ooh. Are. So at the end of every episode, I do a gay thought, and now I've done 200 of them, and they're so. How many gay thoughts can I have? You know, there's only so much gay content that can be made. I mean, that's why there's no gay content. There's only so much.
It's like my gay girl tip thing on TikTok. I just stopped doing it, even though they do so well for me on the platform because I'm like, I don't have any tips left. I don't know what to do.
You should just recycle tips.
Much like lesbians must recycle the dildos that they use, we must recycle our gay thoughts.
Ah, very good, Alex.
So what was the one last week? I'm just going to insert that one here.
Do it. Enjoy.
Hello. What's Pigeon. The gay thought?
Well, that's why I brought you in. I don't have one. Every week I have to do a gay thought, and I don't like doing this.
I mean, it was your idea.
No, it wasn't my idea. Well, it was sort of my idea. People started writing and being like, the episodes end too abruptly. So I was like, okay, I'll do a gay thought at the end.
Okay.
Do you have any gay thoughts?
You're my gay thought.
I know you say that when I ask you that.
I don't know what else to say. Do I have any gay thoughts?
I can help make it funny if you have a premise.
You don't have any jumping off point?
Do you know? I do this every week. Mm. Your TikTok idea was really funny. It's not exactly gay.
It's kind of gay.
TikTok in general?
Yeah.
Pitch the bit. You want to pitch the bit?
It's a bit about the Hunger Games. I haven't seen the new movie. I've heard it's good.
Greer and I are going to go next week. That's like our thing, the Hunger Games.
Aw.
Yeah.
My idea was two women making it to the end of the Hunger Games and about to win. They're like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, God. No, you go. Please. No, this is so awkward. Oh, please. No. You've had such a tough time. No. It's take
you
it.
You kill me.
You kill me.
No, you kill me.
I don't even remember how it ends. Is it like, is that?
Yeah.
You have to kill the person?
Yeah, you do.
Well, I guess that's the whole thing. But
I'm
then
sorry.
You have to like, go
this
to the
This is
uncomfortable.
Thing.
This is so awkward. Do you want me to do it myself? I don't want to inconvenience you.
Killing yourself?
Yes. Yeah, totally. I don't mind
no,
at all.
No, I'll kill myself. I'm sorry.
No, please. Seriously.
Are you sure?
Yes, totally.
I feel like you might regret it.
No, I actually won't be able to once I'm dead.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a bit. What do we think?
That's pretty good.